This is Waylon Jake Schultz from Squid Hammer Metal, and you're listening to Max Ain't Heavy.
Metal from 2018. I'm Rocker, here with Jimmy K, and you are listening to Max and Kevy on Devil Radio 92.7. With a name like Squid Hammer Metal, it's got to be good, or at least heavy as fudgesicles, Squid Hammer Metal formed in 2014, and during the pandemic, the Watertown-based metal band settled on a permanent lineup, and with live music making a comeback, the Squid is ready to squirm with Midwest shows starting with Maybash and new songs for an upcoming album this summer. On the phone with us to tell us all about Squid Hammer Metal is guitarist Jake Schultz. Jake, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, hey, thanks for the opportunity.
Jake, for our listeners who aren't familiar, tell us a little about Squid Hammer Metal.
Well, I guess it's kind of a revival in a sense. I like to think we put our own stamp on a lot of the classic strains of headbanging music. I mean, each corner of the country kind of has its own sound, you know, so we're influenced by all of it. So we try to touch on all the different sounds of American metal.
That's what it must be to be from the Midwest. Squid Hammer, they released their debut album, Power Removal Service, in 2018, and I hear there are some new songs written for an upcoming album this summer. Tell us about the new material. Can fans expect to hear any of these songs live?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep. We've been crowd testing them this year, and we're getting some awesome reactions, so we're really excited. We got some new blood in the band, and we're really getting locked in on a comfortable songwriting method finally. So, yeah, our new bass player, Adam Keepman of Dear Adora, he's a super well-rounded musician and pretty much added the touch we needed to step up our game in the songwriting. But, yeah, we've got some fresh metal sounds coming out, some really brutal dad rock. So we're pretty excited.
Speaking of live music, Squid Hammer Metal has booked some area shows coming, as well as a few shows out of state. Two shows that really picked my interest were Maybash! And The Crucible in Madison. Now, Maybash is May 29th and is a virtual show, and The Crucible on June 26th will have a live audience. Are you excited to be performing again? And tell us about Maybash.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Well, first of all, with Maybash, they're Friday and Saturday, a ton of bands. And I think you just hop on their Facebook page for the 2021 event, and I'm pretty sure that's where everybody's live streaming from.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, live music's our life, you know. It sucked for everyone who had to pause over the last year. But I guess the silver lining is the material. You know, we wouldn't have been able to dump so much energy into songwriting if not for the lockdown. So
You know, I want to give a shout out to Larry and Dez, and of course John out at Maybash. They do so much.
Absolutely.
To help out and do beautiful stuff in the country.
You know, going back to Maybash, are you guys going to actually be performing then on the Maybash grounds and then streaming that live? How does that work?
No, I think pretty much everybody just handles their own streaming from their practice spot or wherever. That's kind of what we're going to be doing. So,
I see. Maybash, I can't wait. That's May 29th and May 30th. But, okay, man, before we let you go, how did you come up with a very unique name, Squid Hammer Metal? And what exactly is a squid hammer?
Well, let's just say we didn't pick that name. It picked us. But it was pretty much a drunk guy on a bar stool blurted it out and stuck. We couldn't get rid of it. But yeah, we're still trying to find out what a squid hammer is ourselves. And actually, we're working on a video project to try to answer that question. So if anyone has an idea and would like to be in that video, email a clip to jwsquid@gmail.com.
This gives
us find out what the hell a squid hammer is.
This actually, Jake, this actually gives you an opportunity to define it yourself.
Yeah, I know. We're trying to work on that, man. I've heard some things on Urban Dictionary that I probably can't repeat on the air, but
Well, how can our listeners find Squid Hammer Metal online?
The typical, you know, Squid Hammer Metal Facebook page, our YouTube channel under the same name, Instagram, you know, stream us on Spotify.
Jake, thanks for taking the time to speak with us on Max Inc. Heavy tonight. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks again for the opportunity.
Right now, let's listen to brand new Squid Hammer Metal on Max Inc. Heavy.
You are left on red? Yeah. Listen to The Local Music with Max Inc. Saturday, 6 p.m. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison.
Understand I can't. gift of guilt. Yes, you do, yes, you do. My baby's got the gift of guilt. My baby's got the gift of guilt. Yes, you do, yes, you do. My baby's got the gift of guilt. Gift of guilt.
Back in time with that one, Rapscallion, Small Apartment, Max and Kevy on Devil Radio 92.7, Jazz Core Friction, My Own Enemy, and Squidhammer Metal, their new single, Firing Order. The new album comes out this summer. Stick around. Essential Last Crack is coming up next. Right now, let's go to Milwaukee from a few years ago. It's the Black Saints and Dead Man Walking. Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7.
Bells are better getting up.
It's time to unplug from the politics and crank it up with Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.